Pakistan is receiving offers of help from the international community. One of them comes from India. The government there pledged $5 million to help its struggling neighbor and rival. The Indian government announced something else this week. It told the Canadian company that makes the BlackBerry that it will suspend some of the smartphone services in India at the end of this month. At issue are the company's corporate services, which encrypt emails and other messages. Indian officials don't like that on national security grounds, and they're not alone, as The World's Clark Boyd explains.
It's been a rocky 2 weeks for Research in Motion, the company that makes the BlackBerry. First, the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia threatened to suspend some of the smartphone's functions. Then Lebanon, Bahrain, and Indonesia jumped on the "we might ban the BlackBerry" bandwagon. And now India, home to 1 million users of the popular device. An Indian security official told Reuters about the need to keep his country safe from militants and cyber spies. He said, "Wherever there is concern on grounds of national security, the government will want access. Every country," he continued, "has the right to lawful interference." But human rights groups argue that this is just another attempt by governments to control what their citizens read and say. To UK-based computer security expert Jason Moon, the battle over the BlackBerry has a familiar ring to it.
This has been an ongoing argument for quite some time, not just with BlackBerry, but with many smartphones and systems. We had the Google arguing with China over this same type of thing. It's just a very different change of tactic, you know, just saying we will ban the device then.
So far, no country has followed through on the threat to ban some or all of the BlackBerry's functions. But the pressure seems to be working. Research in Motion is staying tight-lipped about the current negotiations with both the Saudis and the Indians.
They can do a number of things, ranging from nothing and essentially risking the customer bases in those countries to fundamentally changing the way that the BlackBerry server system works.
Omar El-Akkad writes on technology for the Globe and Mail newspaper in Canada. He says that for BlackBerry business users, messages and emails are not only encrypted, but run through special servers in Canada, far from Saudi or Indian jurisdiction.
They could change that, but it would seriously weaken the way they are viewed as a leader in security. So I suspect you'll see something in the middle, where they build a server inside one of these countries, or they hand over a bit more access codes or information about the individual BlackBerries that are sold in those regions.
And what starts with one smartphone could quickly spread to others. Jonathan Zittrain is the author of The Future of the Internet and How to Stop It.
There's nothing particularly exceptional about the BlackBerry. Today's BlackBerry is going to be tomorrow's iPhone, is going to be a Kindle, is going to be online services, whether it's Skype. So by no means is this just about BlackBerry.
In fact, today's Financial Times newspaper reported that Indian officials are considering similar moves against Google and Skype after they've sorted out their concerns with the BlackBerry. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.